me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it, Yeah.
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was going to bring it back, but it was signed by Babe Ruth. Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Slime.
King of Crack.
The Colossus of Cloud. The Colossus of Cloud.
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer George Katsourilos is back with us this week. We're taking your calls with comments or questions about the value of your collectibles, sports, pop culture, political, whatever you might have. Give us a call at 312-332-3776, and we'll try to give you an estimate of what your item might go for in a current auction. We're giving away two boxes of cards this week, a box of certified football from 2014 from Panini, and a Topps Chrome baseball box, a hobby box. Bill, is the Nationals game over yet? It like passed the 6-hour mark there at one point. Did you stay up and watch, or did you not watch it?
Oh, I was up.
Were you really? What time did it get over?
I want to say it was, God, it had to be close to midnight or more.
Yeah, that game, it's.
Yeah,
not good, though, huh?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, they all had chances, you know.
Yeah. Two outs in the ninth. I actually was watching the ninth, and they brought in Storen, right, with two outs and one man on?
Yeah,
and that play at the plate where his spike went over home plate, you know, spike caught a little bit, his shoe went over home, and they called him out, or the game would have been over right then. Instead, they had to suffer through nine more innings.
Oh, yeah.
Now they got to face Bumgarner in game three. That's going to be tough for them to come back.
Down 2-0, I don't know if anybody comes back from that.
Orioles are looking better.
Yeah.
You got that going for you. You got the Orioles, you got the Nationals. We've got the off-season planning going here. This year in the off-season, Cubs and Sox, no excuses. Get the guys you want. It really looks like I think the Cubs are going after Lester. I really do.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah. So, now, in addition to calling 312-332-3776, you can also tweet me a question or tweet me a picture of an item. At TCrownTom is my Twitter ID. Yesterday, one of my Twitter friends had the best photo, one of the best photos I've seen on Twitter, and I retweeted it and said something about it. It showed a guy in 1944 ski jumping off the upper deck of Wrigley Field from behind home plate.
It's such a cool picture, too. If you haven't seen this, go to Tom's Twitter ID and see this picture. It's amazing.
That really was a great picture. So
where did he land?
He landed in the path was supposed to be in the infield. We didn't see where he landed. It was
they
just
the
a
snow
photo.
Lining, and they even lined the runway of snow with these trees. You know, they just kind of planted temporarily.
Right. It was kind of like a video game, you know, set up where they had the trees set up there like it should be a landing. But all the picture was from behind him looking out over Wrigley Field. And there's Vince was looking at all, he blew it up and was looking at all kinds of things in the background.
That
pretty neat.
Cool. Coincidentally, you know, that ski jump was for the Norgi Ski Club, which started in 1905. Well, just coincidentally, they have their ski jump at Fox River Grove today.
Oh, wow.
So 109 years, you know.
Yeah, I won't be in that, I can tell you. That's one of the things. Playing hockey goalie and ski jumping were two things. Maybe pole
vaulting. Away from, yes.
I don't think I ever was really planning on pole vaulting either.
That's funny.
So, yeah, now we've got the Huggins and Scott auction is going strong already. Go to HugginsandScott.com and you can see what they have going. The auction ends October 9th, so you still have a few days for bidding. That 1956 Topps baseball complete PSA graded set number 39 on the registry with a 7.206 average grade, is at $13,000 already, Bill. That's probably got more to go, don't you think?
Oh, I think so. Yeah, it's got a lot of room left in it. That's a good set. I mean, the 56 set has everybody in it. You know?
That really is a classic set. And then I looked yesterday, and then I looked again this morning, that 1908-09 Rose Company Postcards Walter Johnson SGC 55. It was $6,000 yesterday. It was $7,000 this morning. So that's getting some pretty active bidding also.
Oh, that lady's going to be real high. She's the one who saw the other one we had and, you know, just kind of said, I have that, and called me up. So this is, you know, one led to the other.
Wow. So you got it graded for her?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she didn't have it. I imagine she didn't know much about grading when she called you up. But
yeah. No.
Yeah, that's cool. So that one is the highest graded anybody's ever graded or that SGC has had graded?
Well, there have only been two that have ever been graded, the last one we sold and this one.
Oh, really? Wow. That's something.
And those were the only two that have kind of ever surfaced.
Wow. That's something. And you guys got them. That's pretty cool when you think about it. Phil just sent me, Phil from Highland, Indiana, who tracks his tweets, his seventh tweet, putting together low-grade PSA 1967 Topps baseball set. Where is the best place to get prices? Well, you can go to eBay to look for completed items there, but go to HugginsandScott.com and see what they have there. It seems like you have virtually every year from the 50s and 60s either a set or partial set or lots going on there, right, Bill?
So, oh, just about it. In most auctions, we have most of the years. However, you can also search our auction history and see what we have sold them for and, you know, in the past as well. So
yeah, that's really, I do that quite a bit. That's a good, you know, if you see something and you think, well, I wonder what these have sold for in the past, that's a great thing to have on your website, actually. So now, Vince, the last couple weeks now, nobody's picked up the certified football box and the Topps Chrome baseball box. If somebody wins, what do they have to do in order to get the box?
If they're the winner, email me directly, vince@ercdelivery.com. I'll get back to you and set up delivery at your convenience to your home or work, no charge.
All right. So the numbers.
As long as the Cubs aren't playing that day.
Yeah, yes. Right. And all bets are off.
And
you know.
we can kind of count on them. It's the postseason. They're not playing.
There's next year, Tom. There's next year.
Yeah, right.
Typical Cub fan. Wait until next year.
Yeah. You know, Vince, I really do think, though, that there really is a next year is starting to look pretty good now here.
With all their young talent, you know, if they would just bring them all up and give them that experience, yeah, and they could build around that.
You can see the talent that they have. If Javier Baez realizes that he's not playing 16-inch softball, that this is fast pitch.
Boy, he's got a big swing.
I mean, gosh. He does. And I think he toned it down a little bit. The first day, the first game I saw him, I'm like, this is like one of those big, fat 16-inch softball players who just loads it up and swings as hard as he can. Yep.
If he was taller, he'd be like a Dave Kingman clone, you know?
Yeah,
it's that huge swing.
Right. But he doesn't have to swing that hard. You know, you don't have to hit him 200 feet past the fence. Just like Hank Aaron, about
That's
10
right.
feet past
That'll
the fence
work.
Works. Tom from Burr Ridge is on the line. What do you have there, Tom?
Hey.
What's up?
I have my stepson just got a helmet that Dick Butkus, Mike Singletary, and Brian Urlacher signed, and it's authenticated. Just kind of wondered if approximate price and maybe future value.
Full-size Bears helmet?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good item. Full-size helmets do real well. I haven't really looked at the three of them on one on eBay recently, but I'm thinking that's probably $500 or $600. Did he get them all signed himself, or did he buy it where they were already signed?
He won it in some raffle, so...
Oh, really? Did it? And it had authentication with it, and it wasn't like Snidely Whiplash autograph authentication, anything like that.
No, I forget what it was, but he told it to me who the authentication was, and it was a known place.
All right, yeah, that's good. I'm thinking $500 or $600. Does that sound about right, Bill?
Yeah, you know, in that range, certainly. Gosh, in your area, if not more.
Yeah, right. So that's a nice one. Now, here's one in the Huggins and Scott auction that is for Vince. Vince, you got to love this one. Three, not one, not two, three different Peyton Manning one-of-one autograph cards. I can't believe you got that. Wow. One guy had three one-of-one autographs. They're all BGS graded and authenticated, and they came out of packs and serial numbered 101 in one lot. Now, that actually, for a football collector, that's a great idea. Maybe not for
that
Vince.
No, no, no. If you have nothing good to say about a player, yeah, don't say nothing, yeah, so, right? So I'm going to be quiet now.
You got nothing to say. He's not your guy. Okay.
Seattle.
But there's a lot of guys out there that really do love Peyton Manning. Like I said, Romo at T-Crown would probably love that lot.
Does he have his fantasy team?
No, but he
just
collects quarterbacks.
Oh,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Speaking of T-Crown, here we go. Yesterday, well, we did a break on Flawless Basketball. Did you get any of that in at your card store outside of Washington, D.C., Bill, the Flawless Basketball?
Really?
High-priced, high-end product?
Is it one of those that only has a few cards in every box?
Yeah, and it comes in a briefcase. Believe it really does.
It does, yes.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's expensive. We did a break on that yesterday. Panini raised the price from last year to this year because they did real well in the secondary market. You can't do that. I mean, it's getting to the point now where it's getting, you know, even doing a break, it's just getting awfully high. So there's some really, the look of the cards is really good, but
they're beautiful cards.
Beautiful.
They got some diamond cards in there as well.
Oh, the base cards can do real well. They're numbered to like one or to five or to 10 or to 15.
Nice.
And they have like a ruby or some sort of diamond in them. And yeah, I mean, it's really
nice. Did you get the value out of the box? Meaning,
yeah, you know, you get pretty close, but you can't get too high with this stuff. Or there are some big money cards. There's a lot of, there's 10 cards per box. And there's a lot of $200 type cards, but it wasn't a great rookie class, really, for big money cards. So there's not as many like big money rookie patch autos. Like this upcoming year will probably be really good with this rookie class. But anyway, after we did the break, there was this trade going on, and one of the guys in the trade is a listener. I know he listens regularly, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm gonna have to call into the show sometime." And I said, "Well, that could be trouble because I'm going to have the dump button available because there's a bleep that comes at like every about 10 minutes from the trade, you'd hear a bleep coming from them." So I'd be like, when I'd hear one of those, I'd be like, "Dump or bleep." And he'd be like, "Yeah, I guess I can't help myself."
Yeah.
But trade day at T-Crown. You never know what's going on.
That was a lot of fun, though, yesterday, that draft, that Flawless product. It's a beautiful product.
Yeah, what we do on expensive stuff like that, Bill, is, okay, like there's 10 hits in it. So we had 10 guys, each got one or each one broke it down, the price of the box, into tenths. Some guys could get two or three if they wanted. And then you randomize them on that random.org or whatever it is. So you get your pick that way. And then you just open them up, and the first one, number one on the random list, gets that card. Number two gets the second one, and so forth. I got a couple pretty nice cards. A couple
you got some nice patches.
Cards, yep. Numbered to five. And, Vince, you got a couple nice ones,
got
too.
Shaquille O'Neal auto to 10, so that was a real nice card.
Yeah, real nice. So it's a neat product. It's a good one to split with customers. It's kind of fun. And most of them do pretty well. One of the guys that wasn't there got a John McLaughlin auto to 20, which isn't too exciting. But, you know, most of the stuff was pretty good. Not a bad price, not a bad break still for the money. But they got to quit raising it.
Yep,
you know, they've kind of maxed out on what they can do unless they come up with something more for the money that comes out of it, I guess. So we're almost up to the first break here. The number is 312-332-3776. Give us a call with a question about the value of your collectibles, or if you want to brag about something that you have, and we'll try to give you an estimate of what it might go for in a current auction. We're giving away a box of Panini Certified Football 2014 and a box of 2014 Topps Chrome Hobby Baseball. You can also tweet a question at T Crown Tom with a picture. If we use it, you'll get in the drawing. So hang in there. We're on till late. We'll be right back.
Attention sports collectors. Are you looking to expand your collection? Bidding is open now in Huggins & Scott's Auctions current event and ends October 9th. Huggins & Scott Auctions is a sports memorabilia auction company that specializes in selling vintage baseball, football, and graded cards, signed autographed vintage sports memorabilia, and Americana collectibles. Visit them online at HugginsAndScott.com to register for their event or call them toll-free at 866-462-2273. That's 866-462-2273. Got a shipment that needs to get out the door today and overnight delivery is just too slow? Then call ERC Delivery Service. 24-7, 365 days a year, ERC will get your document, package, or truckload of merchandise where you need it, when you need it delivered, guaranteed. And it's not just Chicagoland. ERC has dedicated daily routes that include Milwaukee, Rockford, and Indiana. Call ERC Delivery Service, 630-516-1199. That's 630-516-1199.
Fill up on values worth falling for all October at Subway. Like the Mondelicious Meatball Marinara Famous $5 Footlong and the fully loaded Black Forest Ham and Cheese $3 6-inch Select. As this month's $5 Footlong, the Meatball Marinara is bursting with Italian seasonings and our signature marinara sauce. And the Black Forest Ham and Cheese delivers half a foot of sweet and savory perfection as our $3 6-inch Select. Enjoy both all October long. Subway. Eat fresh.
Limited time only. Plus tax, prices, and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska, Hawaii. Additional charge for extras.
Napa Know How!
You use the motor oil Dad used, and he uses what Granddad used, yet no one uses what Great-Granddad used, because whale oil is illegal. But if oil's what you need, Napa has you covered. With Castrol GTX for only $3.79 a quart, or 5 quarts and a Napa Silver Filter for just $21.99. No harpoons needed. Conquer the job with Napa Know How.
General state pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 11-16-14.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins & Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
We are back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins & Scott Auctions. Taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. The number here is 312-332-3776. Give us a call. We're going to be mixing in some of the Huggins & Scott October auction is in progress right now. Bidding goes until October 9th, and we're going to be mixing in some of the cool items that are going in there. Here's something, an 1868 Ulysses Grant signed check is at $950. I always think presidential items are cool, and anything from the 1800s is neat. There, he had the kind of a mixed historic review, I guess, Ulysses Grant. You know much about him, Vince?
No, it was rumored he drank a little bit too much, and rumored that he gambled and all that stuff.
Yeah, but right.
I heard Warren Harding, also rumored to be a gambler, lost like a set of White House china in a poker game, you know?
To
know where that set of White House china is,
really?
You know?
I wonder if valuable. Bat Masterson walked away with that, or
you know,
who got that?
Never know.
It's like, honey, I lost the White House china. What are you going to do?
That's funny.
Well, also in the Huggins & Scott, and also speaking of old presidential autographs, the George Washington signed Free Frank, that's hard to say, you can't say that quickly, is at $6,000, and the Thomas Jefferson signed Free Frank is at $2,750.
That's amazing.
We'll have to see what those go for. But don't they look cool?
They do.
If you go to HugginsAndScott.com, just check those out. Actually, just check out some of the stuff. They've got a neat thing on their homepage where they have like four things at a time that kind of pop up and, you know, some of the neater looking things that they have in the auction.
Hey, Bill, how did you get that George Washington Free Frank? How did you get that? What's the story behind that?
A gentleman in New York, he actually gave us all three of the items you just mentioned, the Jefferson, the Washington, and the Grant check. He had
really?
He's a big presidential collector, and these were just items. He says he has others. These are sort of dupes of his, but he's been a big presidential collector for years. And
so there's guys that actually have dupes of George Washington autographs.
I got three of them, you know.
That's not possible.
Wow. Very nice.
Unbelievable. Man, I'd like to see his collection. Have you ever actually seen his whole collection?
Oh, no.
Yeah, man. That'd be a house to go visit. Oh, hey, you mind if I come over and...
yeah, just poke around.
Yeah, right. Now, here's another couple. These another pairing. I mean, they aren't being sold together. They're sold separately, but a couple of neat single-sign baseballs. Now, one of these, you really would like one of these, Vince. First, there's the Grover Cleveland Alexander single-sign baseball. That's at $4,000. Now, I'm
very
sure
nice.
You'd like
absolutely.
That one. But this one I know you'd like, Roberto Clemente single-sign baseball.
Yep.
That's a neat one. That's at $3,000 already. That was kind
I wonder what a Vince Clemente signed baseball.
You know what? We need to get a trio sign. We'll get poor George to sign it, too, maybe. We'll get all of us on a signed baseball.
Yeah, triple auto, you know. Yeah.
That'd go for at least a negative $10.
There you go. Probably. There you go.
People would be erasing it so they could use the baseball.
There you go.
All right. Also, let's see. What else? Speaking of signed baseballs in the Huggins auction, there's a 1931 Yankees team signed ball with Ruth and Gehrig on it. That's at $2,400. Is this my imagination, or did somebody call and say they had a 31 Yankees on last week's show? I could have sworn they did. Maybe I dreamt that. I don't know. I didn't get much sleep last night. Who knows what I was dreaming. Bash from Orland Park is on the line. What do you have there, Bash?
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
What's up?
I got a quick question. I got an Urlacher jersey that I signed about in 06 by Urlacher, and I'm just wondering if he does end up in the Hall of Fame, how much is that going to be? How much is it going to cost, you know?
I don't think it's going to be worth that much more because I think right now he's kind of being traded like he is a Hall of Famer already. You know, everybody's expecting he will be. What would happen if he didn't make it after a bunch of tries for it? His stuff would probably drop. You know, when he does make it in, there'll be a lot of publicity about him, and there could be a bump at that time. But he's up there pretty good already, you know, up there with most of the Hall of Famers. His jerseys, I think, are $200 to $300, depending on how it looks. So it's a good item already.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Right.
You know, Tom, you brought up a good point there in that a lot of people ask me all the time, well, what happens when Derek Jeter goes in the Hall of Fame? Will his stuff go up and everything? It really doesn't. It never has. What happens is it goes up while they're putting up the Hall of Fame numbers.
Yeah.
And like you said, it would be a stunning thing if he didn't go in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
The guys whose stuff goes up like overnight when they get in the Hall of Fame are like somebody who's elected from the old time committee. I think, I don't know if it was Orlando Cepeda or somebody one time, Hal Newhouser or something, got elected.
It helped Santos' stuff when he finally made it, you know, after all those times in that.
Yep. Perfect guy whose stuff literally doubles overnight or more. But other than that, the big name guys, their stuff, like you just said, it's traded as if they are a Hall of Famer right now.
Do you notice an uptick when somebody, like, passes away, whether it's suddenly or old age? You know, you get an uptick there when they pass?
Well, the thing about passing and thing is their autograph. And like, when... Robin Williams, when he just died, on our House of Cards website, we had a signed Robin Williams. I don't know whether it was a photo or something that sold that night.
Yeah, right.
$40.
When it's unexpected and they're younger, the value can go up on them. Like when Kirby Puckett died at that time, I had a autograph on eBay at that time, you know, it had already been on for a couple of days, and that went like really high. But like if somebody like Bob Feller, who lives till 90 know, and they have so many out there, that doesn't affect it as much. It's younger, unexpected. Like if a young Hall of Famer died in a car wreck, or you know, like Clemente in the plane crash, and then they don't have that many signed items out there, and that helps the long-term value of the autographed items. Their Hall of Fame or their game-used equipment and their cards wouldn't be affected that much by it. Sometimes what it does get there out in the public eye. the name's out there, and it makes people think about them.
More
and
overall so, interest, which leads to other people looking up and bidding on stuff.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
So you can get a bump for a while, but you know, long term, it wouldn't have that much effect. Chris from Plainfield's online. What do you have there, Chris?
How are you doing this morning, Tom?
Not bad.
I have an autographed basketball. I got it autographed by Kevin McHale when I was at the Final Four a couple years ago. And he signed it Kevin McHale, 81, 84, 86 NBA champs.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer. He's not one of the higher-priced basketball Hall of Famers, but he is a Hall of Famer. I'm thinking his basketball single signed and with that inscription on it, probably 150, maybe to 200, somewhere in that range. It's a good item. Do you collect other Hall of Fame basketball players?
I don't have nobody else that's a Hall of Famer yet. I just have a bunch of other balls. Kevin Garnett, Damon Stoudemire, a few others.
Damon Stoudemire kind of fizzled. Garnett will be a Hall of Famer, you know, unless he does something crazy. But Damon Stoudemire started really hot there for a while and then kind of fizzled. You know, what would you think, Bill? Like, for me, McHale was part of what some people think was, if not the best front line in basketball history, one of the best front lines. I wouldn't mind seeing Bird, McHale, and Parrish all on one signed basketball.
That's a great thing, you know.
Yeah.
Jordan and Pippen and things like that, when you get two icons or two guys who are like peanut butter and jelly, they just go together.
Right, yeah, as long as there's a great theme with it, and especially when the item single signed isn't all that much anyway, I think that would be a good thing to do if you ever see the other guys.
All right, thank you.
All right, sure. Next on the line, we haven't heard from him in a while, the Green Lantern. What's it? You've been sleeping in, Lantern? What's up?
You know, I've been busy with Rodney on the road. You know?
You and Rodney are just insane. You know, I was beginning to think, we haven't heard from the Riverview guy in a while, about the same amount of time as you. I was beginning to think you two guys were the same person.
No.
Okay.
I got enough personality.
Yeah, just you and Rodney, that's about all you can take, huh?
So, Lantern, is Rodney coming to Washington, D.C. anytime soon?
Well, I tell you, my wife is fat. When she wears high heels, she strikes oil.
See, when you ask Rodney a question, Bill, you just got to realize you never get a straight answer.
That was the answer I was looking for.
Okay. So, funny. Does either Rodney or Lantern have a collectible, or are you just calling to harass us today?
No. I actually have one.
You do? Okay.
I do, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I have a Junior Seau. It's a mini helmet, but I got a Junior Seau autograph mini helmet. What do you think that goes for?
Boy, I would imagine that took a jump. That's one of those unexpected younger
seem
deaths.
To be linked to concussion as well.
Yeah,
so that's,
I think it probably was. I've actually haven't had any of his autographed items. Have you, Bill?
I can't remember the last one I had. But you're right, though. He falls in that clear category of a superstar player who just tragically dies young. And
Yeah,
he was always a popular guy, too. I would think a mini helmet would probably be a couple hundred. Have you seen any on eBay?
Yeah, there's a few on eBay asking $265, buy it now, best offer. Yeah. Another one for $209.
Yeah, that
buy
makes
it now,
sense.
Best offer,
couple
so,
hundred. Yeah. Did you see him in person, Lantern, for that?
No.
No.
This particular one I did, and I picked this up in a trade with someone else.
Ah, I see. Very good.
Do you have any Rodney Danger memorabilia or any autos? I was curious. I meant to ask you that last time.
You know, I have. It's not signed or anything. He did a famous photograph when he was, you know, when his big tagline was, "I get no respect," wearing a Mets uniform.
Oh, boy.
So I have a black and white photo of him in a Mets uniform that says, "I get no respect."
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I can't, but you got to get some, like one of his ties or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he was always
yeah.
adjusting the tie. You ever
funny.
Get any what would they call it? Comedy used memorabilia, Bill, of Rodney
stage
Danger.
Stage used,
Bill?
You know?
Stage worn. Yeah, I guess yeah. stage worn it would
right,
be.
Right.
Now let's go while we're young.
Yeah.
Haven't had any Rodney stuff, but we have had a few props. I know, I don't remember if you remember, not too long ago, we had a giant spoon from the Flintstones. movie.
Oh, really?
Cool.
It is the big giant spoon that they used in the movie, you know.
Ah, very good. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Lantern, you don't do Fred Flintstone, too, do you?
No. I kind of look a little like him, though.
All right, well, have a good one. I love it when you ask Rodney a question, the answer has absolutely nothing to
do with the question. That's right.
Right. That makes
but
it
funny
all
still. You know?
It is funny. You know, and speaking of trade days at T-Crown, Lantern was in at the start. Was that yesterday? No, I think he was in the day before. Anyway, I picked up in a cash trade deal, actually for that Trout autograph.
Number to five, right?
Yeah, I picked up a 1951 Burke Ross doubles DiMaggio and Granny Hamner graded PSA 6. Have you ever had higher graded than that of that card? Does that ring a bell for you, Bill?
No.
This one, I think, goes for a couple hundred bucks. That's what we base the, in a 6, we base the trade value on it.
Right.
That was kind of a cool card. I've never had one of those in before.
No, they're the time you find the panels is usually when you find the whole set.
Yeah, right.
That whole set, it comes in four little envelopes, little see-through boxed envelopes, and all 72 of them. I think it's 16 in a box, and, you know.
Didn't they have just, like, one guy that they hired to distribute those at the time?
Hmm.
I think that was the case. It was just, like, one guy. He got them all. He distributed them, and that's how they got him out there. I don't know if he worked for Topps or who he worked for or at the time. But
that'd be a cool job. That'd be a great job.
Yeah, think about it. They kind of did that with Upper Deck, I think, the first year in 89, where they had some guys that just had it all. They controlled it, basically. And it's like, man, is anybody going to pay, 99 cents for a pack?
Right.
And, oh, my God, now with pack prices.
Wasn't that the Griffey Jr. rookie year? 1989
yeah,
Upper Deck.
Yeah, that was.
Baseball.
That was the first year of Upper Deck. John from Oak Brook's on the line. What do you have there, John?
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are you?
Great.
Listen, I got, about 20 years ago, Nolan Ryan signed his baseball cap from the Texas Rangers. Plus, I got two Nolan Ryan brand new Major League Baseball signed by him, single signatures.
Ah, single signed balls, I think, of Ryan are 75 to 100 bucks each. And what was the other one assigned? Was it a game-worn cap?
It was his game-worn cap, yes, it was.
Oh, now that's pretty cool. A Texas Ranger. What do you think of that, Bill?
Well, if it could be photo-matched or certainly identified as his hat and everything. Gosh, John, you're looking at probably 1,000 plus or more.
Yeah.
Oh,
now,
my gosh.
How'd you get that, John?
Well, I'm a film director, and I shot him for a television commercial in Texas, about 20 years ago.
Cool.
I had he was on stage with me, and my executive producer brought brand-new baseballs for him to sign. I picked up a couple of those. He had his cap at that time. I had him sign the bill, the inside of the bill. And they're quite clear and, basically all brand new stuff. Now, I don't know if it was exactly a worn cap on one of his outings, but nevertheless, I do have the signature. It is a
so the cap was worn at the shoot, but not necessarily in a game.
That is correct.
Okay. Well, how would that change the value? It still was worn by him at a shoot, but not in a game, Bill.
Well, it's going to change it radically, John.
Quite a bit. Yeah.
Yeah. You've probably gone from 1,000 plus to a couple hundred.
That's what I was thinking. It's still going to be better than a normal one because you do have a little story there with it, but it's the game-worn ones that really have the extra value. So, John, if you're ever doing any shoots with any athletes and you can get game-worn, game-used equipment, pick it up.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, no, I like that, but I also have some guy that the nose guard for the Houston Oilers, Ray Childress, NFL football as well.
Okay.
Now, Ray Childress, he's not a Hall of Famer, but nevertheless,
yeah,
did play.
Now, like a game-used helmet, that would be cool, something like that. That would be some pretty good bucks. Just a signed football, you know, that's not that big. Neat collectible, yeah. but not that valuable.
Okay, well, okay. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks for the call. It's time for a short break now. The number is 312-332-3776. We're giving away a box of certified football and a Topps Chrome Hobby baseball box to one caller or tweeter. My tweet... T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. So if you tweet me a photo, you'll get in the drawing, and Vince will deliver to the winner if he emails them free of charge. So hang in there. We're on till late. We'll be right back.
Want to know if your autograph collectibles are authentic and ready to sell? Then look no further than James Spence Authentications, the most trusted name in autograph authentication. JSA has many different authentication services, including online certification verification to fit your needs. They are the leaders of the autograph authentication industry. For details, visit them at spencelloa.com or by phone at 973-898-1300.
Save big at Menards. How big? 11% big. With an 11% rebate on everything, make it brighter. That's 11% brighter with all lights, windows, and paint. Make it warmer. 11% warmer with all heaters, fireplaces, and insulation. From nails to lumber to the tools to get your job done. There's no end to the possibilities with an 11% rebate on your entire purchase right now at Menards. Hurry in. Offer ends October 11th.
Save big money at Menards.
The first time you saw a laser level, you were probably a little suspect. Now you wonder how you did without it. At a Red Wing shoe store, we use the latest tools to give you the best fit, like a digital measuring device that not only scans the length and width of your feet, but even gauges pressure points and arch height. And Red Wing offers a 30-day comfort guarantee. It's all part of making sure your boots do their job so you can do yours. Red Wing Shoes. Work is our work.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
A dead battery can leave you stranded, so get yours tested free during October Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Need a replacement? Purchase a SuperStart Extreme or SuperStart Platinum battery and get up to $25 in O'Reilly gift cards after mail-in rebate. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
We are back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. Give us a call at 312-332-3776, or you can tweet a question. T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. And we're giving away a certified football box and a Topps Chrome Hobby baseball box to one caller or tweeter. And somebody just tweeted me some upside-down Wheaties boxes. We'll get to that later. Okay, waiting on the line is Rob from South Bend, Indiana. What do you have there, Rob?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
Hey, I've got a full-size Bears helmet that I'm trying to do the whole 85 team on. And I've got everybody but about 12 of them on
Is
there.
Walter on there already?
Unfortunately, he's one I don't have.
Yeah, you know, that's going to, long term, I mean, it's still going to be fun for you to do, but without being able to have Walter on there, the long-term value of that is never going to be all that good, Rob. It's really key to have one with Walter, don't you think, Bill?
Yeah, it's kind of like getting a birthday cake with no icing and no candles.
So yeah, right. Yeah, you know, if you had an old Yankees ball from the Babe Ruth era and you didn't have Ruth on it, you know, or if you didn't have Ruth or Gehrig on it, same type thing where it's just not the same. It's still, if you're having fun with it, do it, but just so you know, the value will never really be there without Walter.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, Tom, there probably is no Yankee balls out there without Ruth on them.
Yeah, I think he signed a lot. Yeah, he really did. The good thing about him, the demand is just so huge for his stuff. It's still, and it's, you know, he's passed away such a long time ago, it's still huge value on his stuff. And Walter Payton autographed items will hold their value also. But, and like I say, you're a Bears fan, that's a neat item. Keep doing it if you're having fun with it, but it's not going to have a ton of value without Walter on it. Now, following our show today is, of course, the Fantasy Football Show, which is on every week. There was a great fantasy football story. Last week, Vince and I were bragging about how we had Larry Donnell in our fantasy football lineups. Yes. And he had the, well, you know who didn't have Larry Donnell in his fantasy football lineup? Larry Donnell. The story came out that he lost his fantasy football week because he benched himself and played Vernon Davis instead.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
Never bench yourself, guys. I mean, but that makes me like him all the more. Yep. What a great story. Yep. You know, first off, he's enjoying fantasy football, and then he's like, I don't know, I think Vernon's going to have a better week than I am. Okay, next on the line, we have Adam from Crystal Lake. What do you have there, Adam?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I have a Michael Jordan Chicago White Sox jersey, number 45, I've had for a few years. Just want to see what you guys thought about that.
Signed by Michael?
No, unfortunately. He was not giving autographs at the time, but took out the jersey, of course.
Yeah, we'll try to get it signed sometime. I mean, is it still in good shape?
Yeah, it's in a frame at my house.
Oh, it's in a frame already, huh? Yeah. Unsigned, that's not going to be. I mean, he didn't wear it, right?
No, he didn't wear it. I tried to get him to sign it. I went to the games, but I missed him, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you hear he's going to be somewhere, that'd be a neat item to get signed. Not much value by itself, just a cool thing to have up there. And when people come over, they're going to be like, he wore 45 when he played baseball. You know, a good conversation piece, but more conversation than moolah on that one, I guess. So.
All right. Thanks, guys.
That you're not going to hear, Adam. Next on the line, we have Paul from Kenosha. How are things in Kenosha? Paul, are you a Packers fan?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're not talking about last week. You know, okay, now this is getting me riled. That clock management at the end of the first half last week.
Atrocious.
Okay, you've shown in the first half you cannot stop the Packers' offense. Your offense is doing well. You got to get every point you're going to get. And they had all their timeouts, and they start that like they're going to run out the clock. What are you doing? Go for it. And then they botch it at the end. Oh, that was
made
so
no
weird.
Sense at
you
all.
Knew
no
going
sense.
Into the second half it was just going to be bad.
It's a lack of leadership. It's a lack of leadership, I think.
You know, and I'm a Trestman fan, but he's had problems with that before. And actually a younger guy who comes into T-Crown, he's a baseball player, I think, in Sugar Grove or something, a high school player, was saying about Cutler, he's like, you know, when you look at the – in basketball, you call it on-court awareness. So the awareness of down, clock, where you are on the field, the score, what you need to do, Jay doesn't seem to have a grasp of that like a Rodgers does or a Brady does. I really wish he could improve on that, and he doesn't. And, Paul, this all came because you're from Kenosha. So let's get back to you.
Well, this goes because Bill is from where he's from. There's an old pack who played in the 60s, had a big interception in the NFL championship game at the time, Tom Brown. He was a defensive back, went to Maryland.
Tom does a lot of signings and public appearances in our area.
And did you guys know, I didn't even realize this until I looked him up a little bit more on the internet, that he only played for the Packers for 5 or 6 years. Then I just went to see if he went anywhere else. Then he, you know who he played for next? The Washington Senators.
Yeah.
He played pro baseball after
really? That. I didn't know that. Huh.
And I just thought that was really interesting. And I talked to him on the phone the other day because I was calling up about his, you know, he had a website and about some of his stuff. And I call up and his wife says, oh, he's out coaching right now. I go, man, the guy's in his 70s.
No kidding.
Very good. Oh,
that's
Stay
a great
active.
Story.
Yeah, that's cool.
So I just thought it was interesting that he's like one of the first two-sport players.
Yeah, very neat, Paul.
Okay, that's all I had.
Okay, very good. Next on the line we have, let's see, who's waiting the longest? Tony from Elmhurst has been waiting. What do you have there, Tony?
All right, hey, I've got a couple things. The first thing is, if you remember back in the Yankees World Series in the 90s, Don Zimmer got hit in the head with the baseball.
Yeah.
And so we went to a card show and got a Yankees helmet with a New York insignia on it, just like it's kind of like a hat, but it's got the NY on the front.
Huh.
And we had Don Zimmer sign it because if you remember, I think Jeter made a helmet for him and made him wear it in the dugout.
Right, right. You know, remember the old Cheers TV show, the comedy show?
Sure.
Coach the bartender originally, I think they based that on Zimmer, where and they used to say that the coach got hit in the head too many times. That's a neat item. Tony, what do you think, Bill?
Oh, gosh, if it had like a crack in it, we're like it was hit by a ball.
Tony can throw a couple baseballs off of it.
That would be pretty neat.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you could be looking at $100 to $200.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. Neat item,
right,
Tony.
Well, one other thing I had was Muhammad Ali. There was like a sports something card from the 90s, and I got it signed by Muhammad Ali.
Oh, well, that's cool. You got it signed in the early 90s when his signature was still pretty good?
Yeah, it was actually surprisingly good.
Yeah, I would think that's at least a few $100, and you might want to get that encapsulated like by Beckett grading and authenticated and graded by JSA, and you know, with a high grade, that it might be even more than that. Those nicer Ali signatures are getting harder and harder to find, it seems like. Al from Tinley Park's on the line. What do you have there, Al?
Hey, I've got a 1957 Ted Williams number one card, and it's you know, BVG number 7, near mint.
Oh, Beckett Vintage Grading 7. Yeah, that's a pretty good card. Have you had that grade recently? You probably have that card in as part of a lot or a set in the current auction, right, Bill, at Huggins and Scott.com?
Well, I'd have to look at everything. But you're probably looking at a 7 on that card. It's got to be 1,000+.
Yeah, that's a neat card. I like that card.
Now, does it make a difference if it's Beckett or PSA, or you know, would a PSA grade be a little lower, maybe?
No, I think Beckett Vintage grading has been typically lower than PSA with the prices, but I think they're starting to catch up. One of the big things for PSA on the real high grade vintage cards, because of their registry sets, I think that's where they do much better, don't you think, Bill?
Oh, yeah, that's the whole driving force behind that.
Yeah, so on the real, like the 9s and the 10s especially, I think PSA does much better. But I think Beckett Vintage is catching up now to PSA on some of the, you know, 7s and lower. 7's a real nice card, though.
Okay, thanks. Sam, if you got a second, I'm going to ask you real quick, because the previous caller asked about the Jordan jersey. Now, I have a 45 White Sox jersey that's signed by Michael, and it's Upper Deck authenticated. And what would you put on that one?
Oh, Upper Deck authenticated, huh?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure without looking it up if the baseball are selling less than the – I'm thinking baseball might be more in the 800 to 1,000 range, and the basketball are over 1,000, but we'd have to do a little looking into that one. That's great, Upper Deck authenticated, though. Okay, thanks. Dave from LaGrange Park's on the line. What do you have there, Dave?
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Yes, thanks for taking my call.
Well, thanks for calling.
Yes, I have an old baseball that my uncle gave me, and it's got all the Chicago Cubs autographs, and I try to, like, isolate the year by looking at the signatures and looking it up, you know, on the internet.
Was Lou Brock on it?
Lou Brock's on it, so it's got to be either early 64 or prior.
Was Ken Hubbs on it?
I can't remember if Ken.
That would be one to check, because he died in a plane crash. If it has Hubs and Brock in the early 60s and everybody else, because Williams and Sano and Banks would be on that, that's going to be a few hundred dollars for a nice condition. That's a nice one. But Ken Hubs could have been like another Ryan Sandberg, maybe. I mean, he was really good, and he died, I think, in a small plane crash.
Wasn't he Rookie of the Year in 63?
I think he was, yeah. Let's see. We've got somebody from Burr Ridge here. Is that Pavs? Is that the nickname here? Pavs from Burr Ridge?
Yes, that's me. I'm Pavs from Burr Ridge.
Hey, Pavs, what's up?
I got a poster. I attended a Baseball Legends golf outing in Amelia Island back in '94, and on this poster are basically 20 autographs from the participants. These old baseball players. Some died. Some are still alive. But Warren Spahn's on it, Lou Burdett, Don Zimmer, Enos Slaughter, Jim Bunning, Harmon Killebrew, Sano was on there, Ron Sano.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Just like know what it's worth.
Now, what did they sign?
It's a poster, and on this poster there's individual drawings of each player, And over the drawing is their signature.
Okay, so everybody that was pictured on it, you got their autograph on
it. Exactly.
Oh, that's that makes it kind of better, I think. What do you think of that, Bill? I was originally thinking around 100, but it might be more, right?
Oh, I think it could be quite a bit more.
Yeah.
Was an item that was made just for that event?
Yes, it is, right. And it was made just for the event. It was in 94, the Baseball Legends Golf Outing, which was held in Amelia Island, you know, down in near Jacksonville.
Cool. Yeah.
You think you put that in?
How big is it?
It's, I want to say it's about 22 by 18.
For 24 by 36, it's the standard poster size?
No, it's a little smaller. It's about 22, maybe 24 by 18.
Huh.
Oh, okay.
Is that a Huggins and Scott auction item, you think, if he wanted to sell it?
Well, you know, a lot of those moment in time things, it's probably something that means a lot more to you and the people who were there at that event. But there again, like you said, signed by the entire group of the people that are on it, that becomes very attractive to even other people.
Yeah, I think that might be maybe a few hundred. If it wasn't all specific like that, I'd say less, you know, maybe 100. But I'd say more because you got everybody that was on that poster, and it's some pretty good names mixed in there. Eddie from the north side, we're going to try to move quicker through. We got a lot waiting, and we're getting short on time. So what do you have there, Eddie?
Hey, morning. I got a Spalding basketball signed by Michael Jordan, and I got a T-shirt from the 90s, a championship T-shirt signed by Phil Jackson.
By Michael Jackson?
No, Phil Jackson.
Oh, by Phil Jackson. Okay. The T-shirt's probably, I don't know, maybe 75 or 100. How's the Jordan ball authenticated?
It came with one of those, like, authentication certificates.
Do you know it was from Upper Deck or PSA or JSA?
I don't know offhand. It's a Spalding basketball. That's
okay,
all I really
well,
know.
Check on that. I think, you know, maybe 500 to 1,000, depending on how it's authenticated and how it looks. It's a good ball, nonetheless. Next on the line is Tom from Bridgeport. What do you have there, Tom? Hey, Tom from Bridgeport.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
What do you have?
I need one of these receivers today from...
I'm sorry. We're going to have to put you back on hold. Tom's here for the fantasy football. The little sheet was here covering the bottom thing. Okay, fantasy football's up next. Don't forget. And maybe we'll find out on that show if Calvin Johnson's playing today. So listen in. Come on, Calvin. I need a big game out of you.
Yep.
Ken from Elgin's on the line. What do you have there, Ken?
Thanks for taking my call. I love the show.
Thanks.
I got a 61-62 Blackhawks team pennant that a customer gave to me when I was working on a job. He says that he was a season ticket holder.
Cool.
And they got it as being a season ticket holder. It's got like a team photo. It's cardboard of all the players on the front. And then, you know, per row on the back, it lists their names. And it was Phil Esposito's rookie year when he played with his brother Tony. And then I think he was soon traded after that. So I've been trying to find the value of it, and I can't find it anywhere. So
did anybody sign it?
There's no signatures on it, no, but it's in fair condition. I mean, the glue is kind of faded or yellow on the cardboard where it's holding on to the pennant. But
yeah, depending on how bad it is, it's probably still maybe $30 to $50 or so. But if that's not in that great a condition, that wouldn't be worth all that much. Here's an interesting item from David in North on the north side. What do you have there, David?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
I have an A-Rod game-used jersey from the early 2000s.
Yeah, now that's interesting. I know his card prices have gone down quite a bit. Have you had any of his game worn? Now, first off, I wouldn't want to sell it until you find out if he's coming back next year or not. A lot of times, you know, people get dragged down, the big celebrities, but then people, if they, depending on how they come back, their stuff can come back too.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah, so I wouldn't sell it right now, but have you noticed a big drop in his game used items, Bill?
Well, I think you, Tom, you hit it on the head. Most of the people who have his items right now are holding them to see what happens.
Yeah, right.
But of course, they figured he'd be a Hall of Famer.
He might not be because of the steroid stuff.
Right.
I mean, he's got the numbers, but see how he comes back next year and how people receive him if he does come back. I don't think the Yankees are all that excited about actually bringing him back. So we're at the end here now. It's time to do the drawing. We're giving away a box of Panini Certified Football and a box of Topps Chrome Hobby Baseball.
The winner this week is going to be Tom from Burr Ridge.
Tom from Burr Ridge and Vince Clemente, what do they have to do?
Just
what
does email me, vince@ercdelivery.com. I'll get back to you, set up delivery at your convenience, free of charge.
Okay, we had quite a few calls and tweets there at the end. You can tweet me during the week if you want to, you know, and I can use things on the show. Sorry I couldn't get to all the calls and to all the tweets, but we'll try to get to you next week. Bill Huggins, Huggins and Scott Auctions. Don't forget now, bidding goes till October 9th. Go to HugginsandScott.com. A lot of good items on there, some really good items. It's fun to watch the bidding, even if you aren't going to bid. Yep. It really is interesting. And ERC Delivery, on-demand delivery anywhere in the Chicago area. They could call you today, and you could get something delivered. Right
this very second. Give us a call. You need something moved, we'll do it.
That's just amazing.
Thank you.
They do a great job, and Vince does a great job. So, everybody, thanks for listening. Come on, Bears. You got to win today. Have a great week, everybody.